Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his bed when he was sick, and he was looking at a picture of Sri Radha and Krishna, and he was looking at their lotus feet and chanting the holy names. All the crores of universes, the Brahmandas, are all moving and acting under the lotus feet of Krishna. And all the crores of demigods are all saluting Krishna, and they are all at the beck and call of Krishna. Yet Krishna is Brajendranandan, who is herding the cows and calves in the forest of Raj, and is playing on his flute, attracting the super excellent beauties, the gopis of Vrindavan. And he spends all his time in the spiritual world performing these beautiful pastimes. So what makes a great person great? When a great person becomes subordinate to the love of his devotees, that makes him the great, or the greatest, Prabhupada said. So when Prabhupada would look at the lotus feet of Krishna, on many occasions you will see Prabhupada would remember his greatness and sweetness simultaneously, and that would immediately evoke the chanting of the holy names in his lips. So the ideal mood of approaching the holy name is taught by Srila Prabhupada when he was seeing the lotus feet of Krishna. One time he just called a devotee and told this wonderful prayer. Jayati jayati devo devaki nandano so jayati jayati krishna vrishni vamsha pradipa jayati jayati hema shyamala komalango jayati jayati prithvi bharana shavmukunda. Meaning of his verse is, O Lord Krishna, who is the son of Mother Devaki, O Lord Krishna, who is the beautiful lamp of the Vrishni dynasty, O Lord Krishna, whose body is very tender and beautiful and of the color of Shyamala, Sham Varna, and O Krishna, the Supreme Lord who vanquishes all the demons who are increasing the burden of the material world. Prabhupada just called a devotee, told this verse, and told him, now we can go back. Send him back. Because Prabhupada was just thinking the beauty of this verse and sweetness of this verse. So, the life of a devotee, Srila Prabhupada thought, is one of constant meditation on Krishna's innumerable golden qualities, sweet qualities, of Krishna's greatness, of Krishna's sweetness, and Krishna's such greatness and his such sweetness, because under his lotus feet all the universes are hovering, the Anantakoti Brahmandas are moving and acting by his shaktis, by his energies, but yet he is sold out to the love of his devotees and executing innumerable sweet pastimes in the spiritual world. So this kind of thinking of a devotee only arouses the inspiration in the heart of the devotee to call out Krishna's names very fervently with great devotion. That is why Prabhupada was apparently sick, was relaxing in his bed. He sat down, and when he saw the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and he chanted the holy names, his face became cheerful and smiling. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and